Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
Okay, so the big story everyone's watching is the war with Iran. It sounds like the economic fallout is spreading way beyond just oil and gas now.
Beyond oil and gas? In what way? I thought that was the main thing.
Apparently, it's hitting supply chains, manufacturing, all sorts of things. Think about it, if energy prices spike, everything that relies on transportation gets more expensive. That's basically everything.
Oh, right, like a domino effect. So, is there any end in sight? I saw something about the energy secretary weighing in.
Yeah, the energy secretary is saying that this period of elevated energy prices should be temporary. But Trump's also out there saying higher oil prices are a very small price to pay for safety. So, mixed messages all around.
That's not exactly reassuring. Small price to pay? For who? I'm filling up my tank every week.
Exactly. And it's not just gas. It's food, goods, everything. It all adds up. Then there's this other angle. Apparently, the US is dismayed by Israel's strikes on Iranian fuel depots.
Wait, why would the US be upset about that? Aren't they allies in this?
That's the interesting part. It seems like the US is worried these strikes are escalating the conflict even further, maybe faster than they'd like. And it looks like Iran has picked a new supreme leader. Mojtaba Khamenei.
Okay, so things are moving fast over there. What else is on the table? Anything beyond just airstrikes and economic impact?
Well, this is where it gets even more dicey. Trump is apparently considering deploying US ground forces in Iran.
Ground troops? Seriously? That's a whole different ballgame. What's the rationale behind that?
The official line is to stabilize the situation, but there's also talk about securing Iran's nuclear sites. There's even a report that the US is considering sending special forces to seize Iran's nuclear stockpile completely.
That sounds incredibly risky. Like a movie plot waiting to happen. Is that even feasible? I saw something about how Iran could still get to uranium at a site the US bombed last year.
Right, which just adds to the complexity. It's a high-stakes gamble, no matter how you slice it. It sounds like the US is worried that Iran could still be enriching uranium. And the final story is about the Texas primaries and Latino voters.
Oh yeah, I saw something about that. Latino turnout was way up, right?
Huge surge, especially in the Democratic primary. And it's got the GOP worried because it suggests a potential shift in voting patterns. The Washington Post is saying it's raising GOP alarm about Latino voters.
So, both parties are paying attention now, I guess. Makes sense, Texas is a huge state. It's always wild to see how quickly things can change in politics.
Absolutely. That's all for today's headlines. A lot to unpack, and it looks like things are constantly evolving.
Definitely. Thanks for breaking it all down. I'll be checking back in tomorrow.